This is the tailgate party for cash flow number 18, recorded on February 24th, copyright 2010, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're beginning at 12.05 p.m. Hawaii time. Welcome, everybody. Go ahead. Any questions for... Now, James, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I see people are going, I hear perfectly, then they say, I lost it. And so do you handle all that?
Yeah, I dial them back in, and Chad and Hedy just dropped out, and they're back in now.
Okay.
Chad, so, they're coming in now.
So people will be coming in and out.
Number one, how you doing? Chad, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, number one, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Ion, thank you.
Hey, yeah, Chad, was that you? Good. Was that you, Chad, with the question about the feet?
Yeah, exactly. Cold appendages, and I expect it had something to do with traveling.
Right, it's just that you're the only Chad who's emailing us for this point. So you put Chad 1 so I know it's not a new Chad, okay, in the future.
Or you might just have non-physical help you with that, Bob. We're okay with it.
Okay, now David Turley has a question. There's a Russian scientist named V. Budakovsky who takes a holographic photograph of a healthy raspberry plant, then projects the hologram of the healthy raspberry plant onto a sick raspberry, and its tumor cells rearrange into healthy raspberry cells to grow a new slant, a new plant. Yeah. Can you explain how this healing occurs and how consciousness is involved?
Well, there's no healing. What happens is the physical planet, your world, responds to you, the human creator. And what happens is, just like your own very own vessel or body, where someone says everything's going to be okay, and you believe them, then it is. So, same thing. You can curse water and it will hurt you. You can bless water and it will help you. But don't drink any more water. We suggest that you start engaging sewage. It has all the vitamins and proteins and all the good stuff that you want.
His second question is, how can this be advanced for human healing? Well, you've clarified that it has nothing to do with healing.
Well, unless you want to teach your dog to lay on your porch, then it has everything to do with healing.
Right. Heal, dog, heal. That's a metaphor Ion was always referring to.
Play. That's what you do when you a dog. You feel a dog heals.
Yeah, sorry, I was muted. Ion's always referring to the heal, when you tell a dog to heal. He says, Ion says, that's where healing came from. It was a...
Yep.
And then when humans applied it to other humans, it was a power trip, a taking away of the victim's power by you being the healer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So this healing others, or being involved with healing, the medicinal, being a physician, is a major human archetype that Ion is questioning.
Not questioning, we straighten it out. The great physician knows that they don't heal anybody. The great physician only sees the human creators as whole, and then they are.
Okay, so David said, yep. And then someone says David Wilcock. Is that someone we should know about?
That's where the question came from, I believe. That's Project Camelot as well, Bob.
No, David Wilcock is not. The person who asked the question is David Turley. And then James says, nice, David Wilcock. Maybe Wilcock is someone who does something.
Yeah, he's the one.
Okay.
He's the one.
It's okay. It's okay. What else? Come on, let's play. Y'all dragging your feet. Let's go.
Okay, so who? Hey, James, you find, take the order. Who gets the first question?
Okay, I want number one.
Chad?
Yeah, Chad, go.
No, priority service, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to where I asked the question about my appendages being cold while I was traveling.
Cold slot.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
All right, good. So the ringing in my ears, is this all also related to traveling?
Yes.
Is it what I think it is?
Yes.
Okay. If I travel with my phone, go on about this.
Cool. dispute a bit in that part of the
clear for you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's just our speaker. We thought that JW Ion should speak closer to the mic. That's how we're perceiving, but it's quite distorted on the tape. But anyways, you guys are all hearing this. Clear. Okay, you lead it, James. It's a little too distorted for us.
Interaction work out?
Okay, it's called co-creation. Do you have a Peapod or an iBox?
Sure.
How did you get it? Did you build it? Did you create it with your very own hands?
No.
Is it in your experience, in your world?
Yes.
Can you activate it by turning it on and off or adjusting the knobs and the buttons on it?
Yeah, generally speaking.
Can you direct it to do mostly what you want it to do with the help, with a little help from your friends?
Sure.
Okay. That's creation by default.
Okay.
Then the best you got out of that is the least that the human creator put into it. Okay? But now there's apps. There's, you can look for things on your little lucky box, on your iBox, and there are things that you're looking for that are already there that you didn't know were there, that you were able to find when you quit looking for them. That's the bumping in process. Do you have electricity in your home?
Yes.
Okay. Did you invent electricity?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Did you create electricity?
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
Do you allow electricity to flow through the wires and the conduit of your home?
Sure.
So electricity is in your reality, correct?
Yeah.
And you feel guilty about that, but you give them a money check because they allow that electricity to flow through your house, don't you?
I'm guilty, but I guess it's
set up
that, yeah,
there's
some sort of
payment there. Oh, the system. Now I'm getting down to it. Food system.
It is the economy. Government.
Oh, so the economy. Money check.
Well, I guess here in Ontario, there's a quasi-public organization which provides the power, so...
Oh, interesting. Wow, that's a great thing. That's a concept we might invade a bit. Well, we'll probably just beat you, berate you to death, and soften it up a bit. You give, in return for the enjoyment of electricity in your world, you in exchange give them reparation. Okay? And no one set that up. You set that up. If there's a system by which you have judged, then that's your system. Because what we have to tell you is how much is exchanged for a kilowatt of electricity where you are and say where James is and where Sheena is and where all these different, and where Hedy and number one are, is very, very, very different. You say, no, the system within the individual creator. Now, you realize there are human creators who have electricity and pay for it.
I guess, yeah, you hear about it all the time. People are stealing electricity, well, quote-unquote stealing.
Okay, so what if you were incarcerated? Do you have electricity there?
Yeah.
The inmates pay their electricity that they use?
Oh, no.
Oh, so their juice is free.
Yeah, you know, I guess they're not paying any tax, they're not contributing to the cost of the prisons and what have you. So, yeah, their electricity is free.
Wow, so that sounds starting to sound pretty good after a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of arguments. A lot of people with the Gandhi over there, I think the hospitality is the king, no problem there.
Now, the reason we're being cheeky about that whole process is because that's a system, too, you see. That's the whole process. That's that reality. So we're trying to point out the whole process of that everything falls back to you in your world, in your creation.
Okay.
Okay, in general. I have always been a good creator, a manifester of abundance. What do you do to amp it up to the next step? More of the same.
Relax.
No.
Easy. Relax and allow. And be perfectly happy where you are and be ready for more. And you don't have to do a thing. More will find you.
Just put it into your consciousness more. Yeah.
Activate it. Know it. And then when it shows up, don't be surprised.
Okay.
Good. Because you're already expecting it. You've already laid it out. You already know what to do. You're already doing it. You just wanted a confirmation to tell everybody how special you are, and you are. And it's great because you, now your activation by your words leaves no other opportunity except for more to come to you.
Right. Fabulous. Okay.
Fabulous.
Okay, cool.
Good. You may have heard this somewhere before. It's very good for you.
Yeah, you help.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to ask something. When I look and just look into space, I can see white, blue.
What is space?
Space, yeah, exactly. When I look through my lying eyes, then I'm seeing waves of speckles and blue and whites, and especially in the sky. And when I try to focus on it, when I try, it goes away, obviously, but I'm trying to relax and allow and let it come in. Is this natural?
Yeah, but we love it how you divided it, especially in the sky, because your topical conversation was no less when you're looking up into the heavens. That's what I see. You can do it that way. Sometimes you should do speckles and dots when you're not looking in the sky. The differential that we talked about earlier, that place of going to get you beyond your limitations of your night sky and how close of proximity you are to other sustained light that dims your ability to enunciate a view of what you're actually seeing. You see more when you look in the night sky than you know. And then some people look and they see lots of stars. And some people look and they see few stars. And some people look and they go, that's incredible. I can't stop seeing. There's no place where my sightedness is limited. And then to prove that, they build these looking glasses and they put them up on hillsides and they roll around. And then they have these tubes that focus their sightedness and they can see planets far, far away. Except for Pluto. Now, you human creators, you keep bringing it back and dropping it off and bringing it back and dropping it off. You just haven't really decided finally if there's going to be a Pluto or not. So when you do, that's when you'll know whether or not there are 9 or 8 planets or not.
Okay, thanks. Who's next?
A great question.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I have a question. This is Effie.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
We don't need these pea pods to hear you, girl. Go ahead.
Am I that loud?
You're fine.
Okay, my question is the following. How do you know what your starting dimension is, if there is such a thing as a starting dimension?
Yes.
All right.
Now,
go ahead.
Okay. You qualified it. We were going to beat you up. You know how we do. We were going to beat you up on the starting dimension, and you cleaned it up at the very end. So you start from where you are, your middle kingdom. It is.
Okay.
And then your gaze is gauged by your isism. Not your theism. Theism is separate. But by her isism. So, to answer that question, if William Shakespeare had got it right in his tragedies that he wrote, instead of to be or not to be, that is the question, it would be to is or not to is, that is the question.
Okay.
And once you get his down, then you start from that place, whatever is. Okay? And then you proceed from there. And then that'll give you the dimensions that you're speaking about. Now, if you don't do it correctly, it'll give you dementia. Or that's what they'll say about you. But that's okay. A little paranoid schizophrenia has helped many relationships, so it's a good day. But focusing on where you are, or is, not are, will tell you your R's.
Okay.
You get the is, the R's will take care of themselves.
So when you are, let's say, in another dimension.
She said that correctly. Because there is not is in another dimension, you are in another dimension.
Right. But if you are in another dimension, should you not is in another dimension and therefore is in the dimension anyway? If that
yes,
makes sense?
Yes, 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 and that's exactly what happens. But the delineation that you're applying to the is and the are is the way for you to know which dimension you are embracing at that present is.
All right. I get
perfect.
It.
How very wonderful. Be careful, number one, bubbling over there.
Thank you, Ian.
You are so very, very welcome.
James, read Robert Bruce's question about palettes.
I haven't got it in front of me.
Okay, I'll read it. Here's the question. Can you hear me, James?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. About the interpretation of the accuracy and quality of blood. Some countries see C, capital C, J, E in blood. Other countries see a displacement of time, but each individual country needs to fix its measures. My question is, should it be able in system and give platelets or just move back into the giving of blood at the angel? Don't know if you got that. Did you get
that? No one else did. Okay, James, you spit it out again. So
we've got the question in front of us here on the chat board, so you can go ahead.
You need it. He's not looking at it, so he has to hear it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Like time, blood is universal, but the interpretation of the accuracy and quality of blood differs. Some countries see CJD in blood. Other countries see a displacement of time. But each individual country needs to fix its measures. My question is, should if able in the system, get back in the system and give, what's that word, Bob?
Platelets.
Platelets, or just move back in the giving of blood at the angel.
The angel might be a local place in London. I know Robert Bridges in London. Okay, it's a bit garbled. Robert, try to keep it more particular. If Ian can't get it, let's move on.
There's not really a question there. The answer is follow your bliss. But if you're talking about the dynamics of the platelets of how that applies, then...
Did he blip out?
Get you to the... Sorry?
Yeah, you blipped out. Just say that last sentence again.
We could divide and take the question and break it down, but if you want to re-ask the question in a form of a question that's reachable, we'll do that. But the application of these forces that they're bringing up aren't established as even memeable. So to answer them, if we answered it the way you are looking to ask it, you wouldn't be answered.
Okay, Robert,
you've
got to restate.
To where you can get your ask.
So, Robert, if you're still there, restate it simply.
So we can...
Okay, next question.
Well, it's not the way you're asking.
Is that Robert?
Hello?
Yeah, Robert,
yes.
Speak. Speak.
I've got a question that I wanted to ask Ion.
Ask it.
I posted it in the forum before. It's just about... Because you spoke in the show before about platelets, and I kind of, it's just, because I haven't given them yet, but I was supposed to give blood platelets, and I was just, what I was thinking about was, because my friend in Tasmania, and he works with blood, and he was telling me that everyone in Britain has got, you know, classed as CJD, because of the 70s and the 80s of eating beef. And now my comparison was with blood, universally around the world with time and CJD put in the mix, is like, should I go down and give blood platelets, or should I just go back to the angel and give blood?
Go back to the angel and get blood, because, and you're talking about phoresis, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. There's nothing wrong with phoresis. It's the next level of blood donating from whole plasma. They spin your blood, take out the platelets, and then put your blood back in your body. There's no problem with that. But if you have any concerns of any kind, then just get regular donation where the blood comes out of you and then goes to the blood bank and let it run through the angels.
No, you're right. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's nothing wrong with phoresis, though. But if you have any issue, don't do it.
Okay, so what about the thing of time with the, say, for example, if I was to donate blood here and it was for somebody in Australia, and they wouldn't accept it. And then you mix that with time and how you say, you know how you say time doesn't exist.
They're not talking about the time. They're talking about the factors. Well, this is where Carolyn comes in so handy because she can then take in the enzyme factors within your blood from different geographic areas of location. And sometimes the scans that they run don't pick up all of those protein free radicals. That's the only way we know how to say it so everybody understands it. So she can give you the real soft, genteel medical description of that. But the free radicals from the mixing of the blue bloods, they don't like it because it introduces things into the system that some human creators might have issue regarding.
But why is that so? When a lot of this stuff is just what people believe and what they're told?
Well, everything is what people believe, and most of the gobbledygook that moves worlds is nothing other than gobbledygook. Yes, we agree. Absolutely. You're asking us. We don't get it either. You call someplace paradise and then kiss it goodbye. You work and work and work and toy with your hands to create something, and then you take a bulldozer and push it down. Doesn't make any sense to us. It's not logical, and you can't get there from here, and we don't know either. But every essence of creation comes about that very same way.
Okay, we have a question for David.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a question for David Ireland. Ian, why does a person develop a stammer, and how do they overcome it? Stammer being the inability to say a word or words.
Yes, we know. We know what stammer is. There are degrees of a nervousness with the quality of your enunciated words. Okay, here's how you do that. Take saltine crackers. Do you know saltine crackers? And the obvious answer would be yes. We're talking a bland, regular soda cracker that has salt on it. Eat a cracker with no water, no liquid, nothing. And it's very, 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 very dry. Your mouth has to create moisture to help start the digestion process. But when you have your mouth full of cracker, practice speaking. And we defy you to stammer while you are chewing a soda cracker. And then your mind says, wait a minute, I'm no longer stammering. What is about this experience that's different than when I am not enunciating my words appropriately? Okay? And once you come to that place, then what happens? Your mind says, oh, if I imagine myself eating a soda cracker and having to work very hard to be clear with my words, then you allow the answer to your question.
Okay, James, next question.
Okay, is anyone there who wants to ask a question? Speak up. Silent.
I've got a question.
I have one. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Shadow Pam, go for it.
Okay, so we've been talking lately about that we can live forever if we choose to and keep our meat sack.
Yeah.
I asked, how do we stop? Or how do we even go back to an age and remain that age? This full, vibrant, vital?
Well, you kind of are anyway. You see, you don't have to go back to that. You only have to allow your body to respond normally. And aging is abnormal.
What if you choose to have to retain a certain look for however many years we decide to stay?
You certainly can. Look at Jack Mullane. He looks better at 147 than he did at 50.
That's Jack Mullane in L.A.
How old is he, Bob?
Well, he was in his 90s.
Jack Mullane, you know, Vitamita Vegemin, the juicer? No, I don't know.
He's a famous, he's one of the first fitness people 50 years ago.
Oh, right, okay.
And I think he popularized juicing, and according to Wiki, he's in his 90s or something, but he looks pretty good. I had likes to say he's 104 or something, but I don't know. So, Pam, did you get that, what he was saying?
No, it was cutting out totally on my end.
Okay, so we are taping it, and I don't know how good a quality it is, but you could re-listen to the answer, Pam, when we put the tape up. And
Let's try it again. Let's do it quickly and do it again.
All right.
The physical human Pam.
Yeah.
The physical human body does not normally age. It is abnormal to wrinkle yourself up.
Okay.
So, you don't have to go back to stop your process. You only have to allow the process to work the way you intended it to in the beginning place.
Perfect.
Because you don't have the same lips that you did. You sloughed those off, and your cells reproduce, and you have new lips. The collagen
right.
in your skin does not get worn out and say, oh, I've been here so long, I think I'll wrinkle up in a different way. It doesn't do that. You add that combination to the mix. Look at Carolyn, my star. She looks about 12.
So is that you said?
My what?
Dr. Dean.
Uh-huh.
Carol, Dr. Dean.
Okay.
You can look on her website, drcaroldean.com. You see what she looks like. She don't look very old. And she's 60.
She's about 12.
Yeah, she's going to be 61 next month. Anyway, Steve, you know what makes me think, Pam, is in the larger experience of humanity, here in the physical, they didn't age. It's only lately we've been aging.
That's right.
Now, you wouldn't say it's the Hindu cycle and that was a golden age and this is a dark age. You don't mean that, right?
No, we do not.
And when you say the Bible goes from Revelation to Genesis, that's where we're going to, our beginning point, which is the end point.
No. Well, good, you saved it. That's the whole problem. If you could get to the beginning point, you could attach time to it. But you can't get to the beginning point, just like you can't get to the end of it.
Yeah, so what's wrong with the thing about the Hindu cycle, why it's arguing for our limitation, is they're saying there was the golden age and the later age and the dark age. All these realities are happening now, so we just need to frequency-wise tune in to the vibration that does not recognize time and you won't age.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to do all that. You can just see yourself as you want to be, and then you can be that.
You got that, Pam?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. But it's very good. It's a great question because, see, that's what ascended human creators start having the notion about. It's like, okay, great, I'm here for eternity. Now, how am I going to keep these crow's feet and I have 4 ounces of cellulite? Bob has had 4 ounces of baby fat that he's had since he was a baby that's still getting him problems. It's his total body fat mass. But he's still really concerned about it, Pam. And we've consulted the surgeons. And if we could schedule him for the liposuction, do it in a second. That's not quite invasive, and he's not going to have that. So now, his lot in life is limited to 4 ounces of lipid fat.
Okay.
buoyances in his body. And he doesn't know how to get beyond it, but he's sort of staggering through with his 4 ounces that he just doesn't really know what to do. And he's kind of concerned about it, but he's going to let it be as long as he possibly can, you see. So, and now, that sounds silly when we pick on Bob, but literally, Bob has no other care in his whole entire life. The man can eat a dozen Snicker bars at one sitting and say, that was good, now where's the next one? And yet, his only issue in life is 3.5 to 4 ounces of body fat. Total. Oh, Bob, in his earlobes.
I know, and by focusing on that, those ounces, all his life, has that kept him young?
He doesn't like young.
Okay.
It's kept him tactile. He likes tactile.
That's better. That's better.
He don't want to be young. He wants to be an old master. He likes saying, yes, I'm 142, because my chart says I am. There you go.
That's funny.
But see, but I'm 142 and I can still outrun you to the beach.
You probably can too, Danny.
Oh, he absolutely can. We promise.
Yeah, I will.
He can. Yeah, he tears it up on the weekend, guys.
I've seen it.
Oh, there we go.
Bob kicked ass on the beach, guys.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Okay, Pam, you got
I've got a question.
Anybody else got a question? Sheila, David.
Number one's got a question.
Okay, Chet.
Ready.
Last week, we were talking about using symbols to unlock travel to different planes. Now, how do I enhance my knowing of which plane each symbol represents?
Okay, now, you're going to have to, we're going to tell you, but it's large. What you need to do is that you need to picture a face of a clock. Now, hold on just a second here. Bob, Carolyn.
Yes.
What? I told you he'd ask.
Yes, you're right.
Symbols.
Yeah.
I told you, didn't I?
Yeah. You're right.
So you know.
I got
okay,
that.
Now I'm not giving you all of it. I'm not giving you all of it, but I'll give you some of it. You look at a circle. Like a face of a clock, if that's what you can embrace, okay? And each number on the face of the clock represents a slot. Then you you run those symbols, you have many that you've been given, and you put them in order. Every how you got them, put them in order. But you're going to find there's 13 slots rather than 12. And that 13th moves you to the next layer or tier that would create a helix. Do you know what a helix is, number one?
Number one knows.
Good. So then you start stacking them. And then what you're going to find, there's another dynamic that goes on the inside of this circle. Ezekiel called it a wheel and a wheel. Are you familiar with that story?
Yeah. I'm familiar with that story, but not the wheel and the wheel part.
Well, it's okay. You will, but that's what he was talking about too. A wheel and a wheel. These symbols are lined up. And these symbols that come forth activate your portals. But you already know all that. So what you're asking is, instead of looking at the top, bottom, because when you start going to a different plane, you may find yourself upside down because you're getting the mirror image as you look at the clock face of the circle. So what you'll notice is that these symbols, it's not going. You can go anywhere you want to go. You already do that and you know that. But if you look at the symbols, when you go, that will give you the key for how to get back. You don't want to know where you're going. You want to know where you're going so you can get back.
Right, okay. And while I'm there, I'll know where I came from.
Because you look at the symbols.
Right.
That you affix in a circular motion, and then when you get there, you look and you say, that's interesting. It's turned. It's the 13 o'clock is at 6 o'clock, or it's at 9 o'clock. I mean, we're using that because of the spaces on the circle, okay? We're not using a clock. We're using the placeholder.
Right, graduating okay? Placeholder.
Yeah, and so therefore when you notice that, then you'll know that that placeholder, that's how you get back to where you were.
Okay.
And then you'll start, and after a little practice, you'll start getting good with it. You won't even have to think about it. You'll just notice it. And boom, there you go. Because don't you find it odd the way the symbols all found you? You didn't find any of them. They found you.
Yeah, I don't remember asking to subscribe to them in the beginning.
That's exactly correct. Now, you can blame your non-physical for it, but you were there. So your is provided the opportunity, and you went with it. You didn't have any rules regarding it. And your only calamity is that your hands and your feet get a little bit cold. And you know what to do about that. So now it's all perfect. So, all perfect.
Beauty. Thank you.
Yes, of course, of course. That's an inside, though. We had a long discussion that you would ask. And we told Bob you would. And Carolyn, and you did.
And we kept it to ourselves till you asked.
That's correct, because you can't run around answering questions that hadn't been asked.
Oh, if she
I
was
appreciate
there,
that, because it's a lot of fun getting to know.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
What'd you say? I appreciate it a bit more. If she was there, I think you would find this very fascinating. Sheila?
Are you jokingly?
No, Sheila.
Yeah, I am riveted by that stuff.
Yeah, because Sheila wrote me an email. She missed last week, but she heard the tape, and she was interested in what Chad was saying. Well, that's what we've just been developing.
I think we could do a whole hour on that.
Oh. Bob's got about 38 hours on it so far, and he still don't get it. So because we get to the punchline of the joke, and he goes, "Nah, we don't have any of that. I'm on a 3-2-1 it, and it's okay. It can't work. It's a rabbit hole. You can't get any answers. And questions will be answered, and answers will be questioned. You can't get anywhere from anywhere. I'm just going to the beach." And so he does. And by the time he gets back, he's got it all figured out. And then in perfect, rote, extemporaneous speech, he can tell you everything you want to know about it.
That's true.
It's great. Because, see, he's not going to make any rules. He's not going to make any rules that confound him. He doesn't care about you. He's not going to make any rules that confound him. So it has to be laid out simply so he can get it. And when he gets it, that's the only one that matters. And that's what we're saying to the rest of you. You're the only one that matters. Because if you weren't the only one that matters, then you would be the representation of antimatter. And that's what you're trying to stay out of.
Excellent. Very good idea.
No, it doesn't matter. There's only antimatter. Fabulous. This is delicious. You marvelous creators, you, if you only knew what power you held.
Okay, we only got a few minutes left because I got to go to London, and Ion only wants to do this for about an hour. He's been doing it for 3 hours. Well, I don't know if JW doesn't. Somebody doesn't, but Ion can go forever. I'm thinking that, we could go to teleconferencing. But the thing is that costs people who phone long distance, right?
It can, unless they subscribe to Skype and can dial another number within their Skype run for a U.S. 800 number.
Yeah. That's the way you could get into teleconferencing for free.
Well, now, we're not going to explain your little eye boxes, your little boxes, because y'all ain't figured them out, so don't believe us, little old non-physical. We don't know. I mean, here is, we lay it out, the solution, then you start questioning the question, and then it's kind of like, why are we teleconferencing? How does this work? Is this a communist plot? Is Bernie Bob in this teleconferencing? Is this going to confuse us? Are they monitoring our calls? And they say, oh, yes, absolutely. Where do you think they come up with all this delicious stuff? Isn't this the new meme that they're going to attach so that you can have your Kindle experience?
No, it's just the teleconferencing that Carolyn found It's free, doesn't charge us to provide it, and they take for free up to 96 callers. So we'd have a clearer connection. It is a problem for people to call. What?
Well, is it through Scott?
Beg your pardon? No. This is normal phone teleconferencing.
Yeah, you can use VoIP, but it's about £25 a year, and then you can phone up to the teleconference for free, or any phone, or any house phone, or any mobile, or anything really.
Yeah, so you can subscribe like Iron said and get it cheap.
Okay, so James, now we'll
you
talk.
Marvelous creator. The solution shows up the same time the problem does. Now you're on the right path.
I did it again.
Yes, indeed.
So we got to end.
He doesn't have a clue how he did it. Yeah, he did it. He goes, "Hey, Sharon, I told you I could do this." She's like, "I know, Bob. It's okay. Yeah, isn't it great? Okay, I'm going to London now. We love you all very, very much." Thanks, Ian.
All right, so. Good.
Thank you, Ian.
Therefore, we are eternally and forever non-physical.
Wonderful.
Now, let's see if JW has any clue what's been going on. JW.
Hello.
Hello, hey. JW.
Hello.
We're here.
Hey, I'm just sort of, okay. We're just here nestled by the fire, enjoying the heat, and sipping on our water, and just happy.
So, does everybody agree? Let's tell JW. This is the most incredible entertainment there ever could be. Everybody agree?
Yay.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. Let's hope we keep going.
All right. We have hope.
Hope. We hope for so much more.
Hope is not a solution.
All we got was Ion. I called up JW, and all I got was Ion, and I hope for so much more.
No. There you go. What great fun. Well, so you all got some goodies out of it?
Yes.
There really isn't many pictures. I normally do some photos, but there really doesn't seem any. It's more like a big connection, a big loop. Kind of like, I don't know, you've seen those dream catchers?
Dream catchers?
You know, dream catcher thingies, yep.
Yes.
They seem to be like weavings and like a double helix kind of thing. They're very, very fast.
Yeah, we did a lot on the helix.
Oh, well, okay. But it's kind of like that. What they call macrame. Yeah, macrame. Isn't that what they call it?
Yep. Yeah, or moiré, M-O-I-R-E. M-O-I-R-E, moiré.
I don't know.
Okay, guys, I got it. This guy's going to Skype me from London. I do a radio show, so I have to have it ready. So it's been great, and maybe we'll figure out another time to do it. But we'll keep going here. Ion was out for 4 hours, or JW was out for 4 hours. It only seems like 20 minutes to him, but it might be a bit too much to go beyond that. So everything's cool. Everybody's happy.
No,
they got their hour.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's all fun. We'll engage it every how y'all want to, because we love to play. So it's good. But it's good to start, and it's good to stop, and it's good to engage. So it's all fun.
Right. Anybody has any comments?
Any
comments, just email me at howionic.com.
Okay, Bob.
Thanks, JW. Thanks, Bob.
Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
Have a great day.
We will see you later.
Thanks,
James.
Yep, thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Good night, John boy.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Okay.